upsets me so much that there's still people that we need to convince this is a real fucking thing. Real friggin' thing.
The Wire. With the number of preventable drownings increasing, Tautiaki Moana Coast Guard New Zealand are reminding people to wear life jackets while on the water this summer with their new campaign, Just Wear It. I spoke to marketing and communications manager Kimberly Waters about why wearing a life jacket is so important when on the water. Here is that interview.
Your name is perfect for your career. Was there any inclination there for you to do a water-based career, or is it just a coincidence?
It's just a coincidence. And funny, you're only one of two people since I started working at Coast Guard that have actually said that. None of my colleagues even thought about that. I do love the water. I love being out on the water. It's quite an apt surname, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you tell us a bit about what Coast Guard volunteers do?
Coast Guard is Aotearoa New Zealand's only water safety, rescue and education organisation, and we have over 2,000 volunteers across the Motu who are dedicated to essentially saving lives on the water. So that's, if you're out on the water and you get in trouble, look, it might be something that's a bit non-urgent, like a mechanical or electrical issue or run out of fuel. So it could be something small like that and you need a tow home, or it could be something a bit more serious where we need full-on search and rescue. And our volunteers are highly skilled and trained in search and rescue.
And something that Coast Guard campaigns for is life jacket usage. So can you talk a little bit about the statistics around New Zealanders and their life jacket usage?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that our Coast Guard whānau are immensely passionate about. This summer we want every Kiwi who goes out on the water to just wear it. It's called a life jacket for a reason, and that's because it can save your life if you end up in the water. And we have seen a real worrying rise in drownings linked to watercraft incidents. And last year, based on the Water Safety Drowning Prevention Report, 21 people who sadly lost their lives in a watercraft incident weren't wearing a life jacket. That's 21 families, whose lives are devastated as a result of that. And that's why we need to encourage, people need to be wearing life jackets out there, they are your lifeline out on the water. Last year, of all the drowning fatalities, watercraft was also the highest. So it is a concerning trend for us, which is why we need people to be wearing them out on the water.
What are the current laws around life jacket usage in New Zealand?
Every sort of council has its own rules. So something that we're trying to do from a Coast Guard perspective is advocate for that change. We want to see people out on the water who go out on the water on vessels 6 metres and under. We want to make it mandatory for them to be wearing life jackets. So at the moment there's a lot around the skipper's responsibility. As I allude to, every council has a different type of bylaw around this, and this is something that we're really wanting to campaign and change. And this is also, that's predominantly focused around boats. But the reality is whether you're boating, you're kayaking, you're out on a yacht, you're on a stand-up paddleboard, you might be jet skiing, you might be fishing off the rocks. All of those are super fun activities to do out on the water. But amidst the enjoyment of all of those, there is inherent risk when being out on the water. So at the end of the day, we just want everybody who's heading out on the water to wear a life jacket.
And just finally, is there anything else that people can do as well as wearing life jackets to prevent watercraft drownings?
Yeah, absolutely. So, there's just general safety advice. So absolutely, first one being, wear a life jacket. The next one as well is, make sure that you've got two forms of communication when you go out on the water. That might be a mobile phone in a waterproof case. or like a working VHF radio, and that just means that we can, you know, we can communicate with you in an emergency. Always let somebody know where you're going. If you're heading out on the water, particularly on your own, you know, just again, make sure you tell someone where you're going, and, you know, to ensure that you have a safe return. And you can even, you know, if you're not letting, you know, your friends or family know, then you can also let us know. So you can log a trip report with us, with Coast Guard on our free Coast Guard app, or give us a call. So, you know, really important to let people know that you're heading out. And the other big thing is just probably really around checking the weather conditions. You know, so before you're heading out, you know, just make sure you know what you're heading, you know, what it's doing on the water, what are the tides doing. We know that Mother Nature here in New Zealand can change in an instant. So, and that's quite often when people get into the greatest problem is you know, if the swell picks up or the wind picks up, that's generally when we tend to find, you know, that incidents can kind of start to occur as the weather conditions change.
That was Head of Marketing and Communications at Tautiaki Moana, Coast Guard New Zealand, Kimberly Waters, talking about the importance of wearing a life jacket when on the water.